T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
888-729-9494. James in Tabernacle. What do you got, James? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You.
Hey, I'm wondering, I can't wrap my brain around this whole thing with the running back situation. And the way the league's kind of going with the new rules, it's more pass-oriented. I'm just wondering if they're just banking on drafting somebody decent there and going running back by committee. And maybe, because when I think back to last year, there was some games I think people are forgetting about that we gave away because of our defense. And some of that was Jim Schwartz having him in maybe like a prevent or too much cushion type defense. But maybe we need like a Chad Norman. And I don't know if there's one available or somebody similar. But maybe we just need somebody locked down on the secondary more so that we can, hold the opponents to, less points. Because with the offense now, even with the running back by committee, with the weapons we got, I think maybe, if we can get better on defense and not let teams come back, from 17 points down.
I agree. How about the offense
so
scoring some points?
You're going cornerback.
Or safety. Yeah, one or the two. I just feel like we're pretty short, possibly linebacker too. I think we're pretty good on the D-line. Offensive line, I agree. We could use a little help there, too. But maybe that's what Howie's thinking. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we came into the offseason with the similar feeling that the Eagles had a lot of holes they needed to fill. If you look at some of the things they've done, they re-signed Brandon Graham, right?
Mm-hmm.
Signed DeSean Jackson, Malik Jackson. Those are the, right? I think Brandon's the only free agent of theirs they retained so far, right?
Mm-hmm.
All those other guys are still free agents, even though no one has signed with anybody, except for Jordan Hicks.
Yep.
He signed with Arizona.
Darby could sign. He could also come back to the Eagles and sign. I mean, listen.
Right, he's in Kansas City today. He's visiting Kansas City today, I think.
That's what they said yesterday. Yeah. Yep.
So he's in Kansas City.
If Howie was comfortable with his corners, he wouldn't be talking about bringing Ron Darby back.
Uh-huh.
So I know he's not comfortable with his corners. If he could get a number one corner right now, he'd get him. I know that I know that.
Is there any way, and we might need to get into this a little bit more, is there any way Howie's done spending money except for one person?
Who's that?
Quarterback still needs an extension.
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think he's saving up to... I mean, hey, listen.
I don't know. It's not like he went out and went on... He moved a lot of money around, and he didn't go on a spending spree.
I said this... I was actually thinking this today with Nelson, and it was like, well, the hell with taking that $9 million off and getting a running back or two with it. How about taking $9 million off and using that towards Carson Wentz and putting it this year?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It just feels like a waste to me to put all that money with Nelson Agholor as your third wide receiver when you could actually do something to where you give him, if you were to give Carson $9 million this year with an extension, then you would have that money freed up for years in the future where you could actually need somebody.
Yeah. I mean, my thing is, if you aren't necessarily going all in from a standpoint of you're not getting a Mark Ingram or a Tevin Coleman or this and that. Like, somehow people have associated getting DeSean Jackson and Malik Jackson as the Eagles are going all in to win the Super Bowl this year. Mm-hmm. Is that what you feel? Because they went and got DeSean and Malik Jackson, that the Eagles are all in trying to go win the Super Bowl this year? Bringing back the majority of the same team?
I mean, yes and no.
I mean, prior to this, we were thinking Eagles are loading up one more year while Carson is on a rookie deal and they're taking another shot at the Super Bowl. This isn't loading up.
It is not. No, it's not.
Like, this isn't loading up.
But at the same time, why would
you would go get a guy like a Mark Ingram or Tevin Coleman.
You're right.
To try to go win it.
But at the same time, you look at it that way, and you're right, and that's what we thought they were going to do. But then you look at bringing back Jason Peters, signing Brandon Graham to a legitimate contract, which is a little bit different than Peters, but you get my point. They're not bringing back Jason Peters if they're not going for another Super Bowl.
Or they're bringing back Jason Peters because they don't have a better option.
Well, I think that's I believe that.
But that doesn't say we're going for the Super Bowl. That says we don't have anybody that can replace him.
Yeah, but I mean, like I think if they wanted to, they could have put somebody else in there.
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying.
Your best option's Jason.
Yeah, that's their best option. That's what I just said. They don't have anybody better to replace him. So that's almost keeping somebody because you don't have somebody better. You're not keeping him because he played at a Pro Bowl level.
But if you're caught in between of feeling like you're going for it to try to win it one more year without Carson's last year of a contract not getting paid, I mean, either go for it or don't.
You're trying not to be terrible.
I guess.
There's a difference between the Rams went all in.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference. The Rams went all in last year.
They definitely did.
This is more or less you're trying to.
They're not all in.
Have sustained success. You're probably trying to put a competent team out there, and you're going to say, okay, the quarterback, we'll see what happens. No, listen, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. What I'm saying is prior to free agency starting, we had discussions about how will the Eagles approach this offseason. Are they going to pay Carson Wentz? Are they going to free up money to extend him? Or are they going to hold off one more year and then load up to go win? I never considered bringing the whole damn team back as if that's going to try to win the Super Bowl. The team wasn't good enough this year.
Mm-mm.
And they're a year older. So I don't view bringing everybody back as we're going all in to win the Super Bowl this year.
Well, Michael Bennett stays if they're all in, right?
Exactly.
Even with signing, is Malik Jackson a better option next year or 2019 than Michael Bennett? They're different players, right?
Yeah, one's a D tackle. Michael Bennett is really a defensive end.
He's a rusher.
Yeah, and I think they got rid of him because they didn't want to deal with him in the locker room. All I'm saying is when we're looking at what they're doing, I'm just throwing it out there so people aren't shocked, or mainly so I could be one of the first ones who said it.
They're trying to be competitive, and who knows what happens when you make the playoffs if the team's rolling a certain way.
I'm talking about the next big signing. They could be gearing up to get Carson an extension this year. I'm not talking about what fans feel.
Mm-hmm.
Fans will wait until he wins the Super Bowl to give him an extension. But the Eagles have to think about their salary cap moving forward. It's going to cost them more the longer they wait.
The longer
you wait, the more he's going to eat up of your salary cap with his deal.
Even with my reputation towards Carson, I would sign him to an extension right now. He's not going anywhere. I'm not waiting. Right. This whole narrative of wait and see what happens, see if he stays healthy. You're not moving on from Carson Wentz. Even if he misses 4 or 5 games this year, you're not moving on from him. You're committed to him.
Both his arms would have to fall off for the Eagles to move on from him. And I'm like you just said, you're committed to him.
Yeah. We're
going to start franchise tagging him.
No.
And so you got to give him the money sooner or later.
Now.
And with these guys, it's always best to get the quarterback the money sooner rather than continue to wait. So it popped in my head last night. I'm like, and it may not happen this month, next month. It may happen before training camp starts.
Yeah, a lot of times
I'm just wondering, are they trying to clear up money and holding off on spending money so they can get a deal done with him early?
All right, coming back, we have sounds of the day. Some Deshaun, Nick Foles spoke to the media down there in Jacksonville. We'll do that.
Also, 56!
Also wanted to thank Randy and John for coming in. Randy is an Abington native.
Nova Nation.
He's out in Arizona now,
mm-hmm.
And John is John's living in the area. So thanks for coming in, guys. We appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.